Time to get right back into our chat with Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports and Lots, continued from our last outdoor report. All right, well, let's switch over to talk hunting. You know, bear hunters had a few days of cold weather. Now we're right back where we were in the hot weather.
A lot of people have harvested a bear so far, and yeah, they're definitely saying that they're seeing and running a lot of bear. You know, the dog runners and the baiters both. They'd love colder weather for it, cooler weather for it. But I think they'll fill tags. Before, you know, they'll take a point and say, okay, it's time to fill a tag, and I think that'll happen, and there's plenty of bear. Deer numbers, on the other hand, are not as good. Everybody knows that. The youth season went by. I haven't heard a real lot of rumbling about the youth season, you know, how much success there was. But I'm sure we will, and I'm sure some of them did fill tags. So,
interesting. Yeah. What about the grouse numbers? I know, you know, people aren't shooting a lot of birds right now because there's too many leaves still, but you hearing anything from bird hunters at all?
One guy was in here, said he had 19 birds Friday, and I said, really? And he said, yeah. I said, okay. I believe you. And I left it at that. I was in the woods all day yesterday. I did not see a bird. Heard one.
Huh.
I was in the woods all day yesterday. We were out doing a lot of different things, but we were in the woods all day. And I did not put up a bird that I could see, and I was ready all day long.
Did he say where he, I mean, was he, if he was south of you, I would say it's possible, especially with coveys.
Yeah, south of here.
Because they're still
getting
coming.
Inland, getting away from the water, Lake Superior watershed. Seems like there's more birds. Last year was the same thing. If you would get in south of here, I did see quite a bit of birds, but here by, you know, around Oranskany and the areas around here, between here and Marquette, I don't think there's a lot of birds.
Yeah, I'm with you all through the Huron Mountains.
Yeah, but get down south, get, you know, 50 miles south of your inland, it seems like there's quite a bit different.
Yeah, down like 141 and Crystal Falls and the Amazon.
Leaves are starting to turn. It's surprising how all of a sudden they're showing it, you know, they're on schedule. And that seems like it's usually about the second week or first or second week of October when they peak. They're not there yet, but it's starting to show now.
Yeah, I bet you second week is probably going to be the key week for a lot of things.
Columbus Day weekend seems to be the peak of the leaves, and that seems to be right in that second week of October.
All right, well, I got nothing else unless you do.
I love the weather, but I know hunters and fishermen are saying it should change to get better. I said, it will. Don't worry, it will.
Yeah.
I remember one year years ago, and this is something that, just from experience, there was a year when the coals just did not show. Everybody's asking me, where are they? They should be here. They've been here other years. And it just makes me wonder how Mother Nature can play tricks on us. My birthday is January 9th. Somehow or another, we had snow on the ground already for a month. Deer season had long passed. Christmas and New Year's had passed. And all of a sudden, the Falls River filled up with coals.
In January?
January 9th. Back, this is probably in maybe the 80s, but it filled up. Beginning of January, first week of January, the river filled. How can they wait that long? I said, a fish can't cross its legs and hold on to things. But somehow or another, it happened. And it's happened before where it just blows your mind saying, how did they put it off? And it wasn't that it hadn't cooled off. We already had snow on the ground.
Yeah, I've seen that happen in November, but I've never
heard of
that.
It was in January.
Wow.
It was on my birthday. We've got pictures of it.
Wow.
On my birthday.
Well, happy birthday to you, huh?
That was a cool one. I mean, you wouldn't remember it if it wasn't. That was something really off the wall, but it was one of those things. So,
well, Steve, I appreciate your time and the insight and perspective, of course.
Love every season.
Yeah, there you
Enjoy
go.
Them all.
We'll talk to you again soon, probably toward the end of the week.
All right.
Take care.
Good. Thank you. Bye.
Steve Koski, Indian Country Sports and Lots. And this is The Outdoor Show.